I am so thankful. I wouldn't know what to do without Him. I would not know what to do without our Lord. In this world that we live in today, I know every generation has its difficulties, has its hardships, and has its trials. We read about them. Many missionaries, many men of God and women of God who have struggled, who have fought the good fight, and laid hold of eternal life. There's a struggle in every generation. And I believe the coming of the Lord is soon. With all my heart, I believe He's ready to come. He's ready to come, church. He's ready to come. And we have got to make ourselves ready. And as I was going and working throughout this day, the Lord brought to my attention a few individuals that I came in contact with, not personally, but I saw them from a distance. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, when I see such individuals, and I know that they are just, how do I say this nicely? They are just consumed with the world. They are just chained to the whims of the devil. And I was looking at them and I was thinking, God, in this day, in this hour, we need discernment of spirit. We need fresh fillings of the Holy Ghost. That we can be people who are sensitive to the moving of God's Spirit in us. I'm afraid a lot of times there are a lot of us who are going around, and please hear me, please don't get angry with me this evening, but I think a lot of times we go around and we're not very sensitive to the promptings of the Spirit of God. If we'll be honest with ourselves, and if we really look within ourselves and think back of the times that God was prompting you and you did nothing.
Come on, man.
Please, come on, please bear with me tonight. I really feel God wants to say something to us. We need in this generation to be so sensitive to His Spirit, because that Spirit is coming. And that Spirit's coming for those who are ready and looking for the return of Christ. And God has a duty for us. God has chosen us. He has called us out in this generation that we may glorify Him and bring joy to others' lives, church. We are not saved just to come into these four walls and to sit into these four walls or with whatever church we attend and to enjoy the presence of one another. That's fine and wonderful. But God has called us for a purpose. I would like you to turn with me to Acts chapter 13 tonight. Acts chapter 13. The Spirit calls Paul and Barnabas in this chapter. And I want us to look at this because this call involves a few things. And I hope tonight to be able to just encourage us, to help us, because we are in a generation that needs to be sensitive. I'll say it, probably you'll hear me say this time and time again. The sensitivity to the Spirit of the living God is so needed among us today. In verse 1, you may remain seated tonight because I want to read a few verses. In verse 1 it says, "Now therefore were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, and that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manning, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul." Can I stop there for a second? Wow. Sometimes we read this so fast, we sort of skip over some, I call them nuggets, some really wonderful thing to hold on to here. If you notice, where were they? They were in the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I don't want to go too fast here because I think we need to understand something. If we are going to do anything for God, we better be in where God is. And that is in His church. Jesus said, I will build my what?
Church.
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The church, we individually gather together, are the church. Hallelujah. All of us, we gather together, a unity, a body of believers, make up God's church.
That's right. Amen.
And I want us to see that this is so important. They just weren't gathered out in somebody's home or out over here in a street corner. They were gathered together in the church. Woo! That's what it says. They were there, were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets, I like this, and teachers. Learned men. Holy men. Men who loved God. Men who wanted all that God could give them. You know something? We need to be in the church and we need to be holy people before God. We need to be hungry before God. We need to be men and women that love His Word. Not only love His Word, but we love His presence. Oh, Lord, help me tonight. Help me tonight, Lord. These men gathered together, Barnabas and Simon and Lucius and Manon, and these were there with them, and Saul was with them. These men were gathered together, and notice something about them. They weren't there enjoying some, please hear me now. They weren't enjoying some function within the church. Hello. They were there ministering, now hear me, unto the Lord. Woo, glory to God. When we get a heart, when we get a mind made up that wants to minister unto the Lord, we want to come to church, we want to be filled with the Spirit, we want to pray in the Spirit, we want to love the Lord in the Spirit, we want to see the will of God done, when we want to minister to the Lord and bless His name and honor Him in whatever we're doing, that is when God is going to come among His people. Hallelujah. We just had a prayer revival a few weeks ago. Many of us gathered together. Wonderful time. That's one of the best times I like church in churches, when I can gather together with my brothers and sisters and we minister unto the Lord. We are there praying. We're there blessing the Lord. We're there communing with God, and He's talking to us and we're talking to Him. We have got to become spiritual minded that we can become a spiritual people who are in tune with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's not enough just to come to church and to sit down and to wave our hands and to get up or to shout. We have got to be in tune with the Spirit of God. That we hear what Jesus says to us. That we hear what the Spirit wants to say and do to us. That we listen to Him. That we obey Him. Hallelujah. That our will is to do His will. Our will is not to do our will. I think a lot of times we come to church and we want our will to be done. You know, Lord help me. It's always, and please, I mean this nicely. I don't mean this irreverently. But a lot of times it's me. It's all about me in church. You know, we get in our little prayer time. We get in our little corner and it's all about me. What I need. And please understand, God knows we have needs, yes. And we are instructed in the Word of God to take our needs before the Lord, yes. But we are also instructed before God, as we see here in this Scripture, that we need to be ministering unto the Lord. We need to be about what God wants done. If we would concern our lives and spiritually ministering to God and having God's will in our life, God will take care of every other need in our life. I sometimes wonder, we worry so much and we get so caught up with our own worries and our own troubles, we forget to minister to God.
Amen.
God wants to meet our needs. Notice He says, and they ministered to the Lord, verse 2, and fasted. Coupling fasting and prayer together. Amen. There's no greater thing we can do as saints of God. Push away the plate. Hallelujah. Push away the goodie bar, you know. Push those cupcakes and those pies away for a while. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, we need to get ourselves in tune with the Spirit of the living God. We're not going to be in tune with the Spirit when we are constantly filling our mouths with food. They fasted and prayed. Fasted and prayed. They sought the Lord with all their heart, church, with all their soul, with all their might, with all their strength. It takes us a shedding away of some of the things of this world that we can have God come and live within us. Hallelujah. Put away the world and cleave unto God. We need to make sure that we are ministering to Him when we come in His presence. It is God, like we said today, this evening, we got together. Oh, we were praising the Lord. We talked about the cross. We sang about the cross, you know. And all, and we had the witnessing and wonderful it is and the testimony service. How God saved us. How God saved us. We need to remember what God has done for us and thank Him and bless His holy name. Hallelujah. That God can do more in our lives. When I was looking out at these men that I was observing today and the Lord was speaking to me, I said, God, I want to be able to speak to these fellas. I want to be able to be a witness to them. I want to be able to open up the avenue of the Spirit in their life. I want the change to fall, God. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, what are you doing about it? Whew. What are you doing about it? How much time in prayer have you been with me? How much fasting have you done with me? How much of me have you sought lately? I'm just telling what God spoke to me. What have you been doing, Mike? Where are you today? You want to see great things done in others, but where are you when it comes to worshiping me? I'm reminded in the scripture where Mary, when Jesus came to their house, she kneeled before His feet there and she was grasping every word of God that came out of His mouth.
Yes.
She was listening to the Lord and He was speaking and sharing with her and those in the house, and she was just eating it up as it were. And Martha, being a good woman herself, but being very busy. Being very, you know, stress of life is upon her. And, you know, we've got the master in the house and I've got to take care of this. And Lord, please tell Mary to come help me. We've got things to do. We got to set up things. She was not spiritually in tune. Hey, come on. The sandwiches can wait. Woo! Hello. The drinks can wait. Jesus says, I have food that you know not. I am eating what the Father has given me. Praise God. The Word of God is life. Hallelujah. I have meat that you know not of. We need to set before the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to come into His presence. We need to be in His church. We need to be among Him in fasting and prayer. And we need to seek and to bless His name and to hallow His name and to say, God, here I am. Use me, Lord. Whatever it is you want from me, do unto me as you will. Sometimes we get in so much of a hurry in church. You know, we come and we come up to the altars and we pray, and well, that's good. That's good. We need to do that. But are we leaving changed? Woo! Now that's the question. Have we received from the Spirit of the living God? Were we in tune with that Spirit? Did the Spirit speak to us and cultivate within us a desire to love Him more, a desire to serve Him more? Church, I'm telling you, we live in a day and age where satanic activity is everywhere. The forces of evil and demonic forces are everywhere. We are never going to be able to defeat them unless we have the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. And unless we become men and women who will consecrate ourselves, set ourselves aside, be in the church when the church is open, be among God's people when they are gathered together, be there worshiping, praising God, serving God, loving Him with all of our strength and might, we will never be able. We will never be able. I'm telling you right now, unless we learn to put away the plate at times, unless we learn to sanctify ourselves, and that this body will not have dominion over us, but we will have dominion over it. We will in no way be able to take care of demons. Come on now. You can either say, oh, Brother Cottle, you're getting crazy now. No, I'm not. Please stay with me. They ministered to the Lord. Oh, God, help me. Fasted. The Holy Ghost said, whoo, I like that. Don't you want the Holy Ghost saying things to us? Amen. Amen. When I come to church, I want to hear from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When I come to church, I want to hear from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm sending you the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. He shall be with you. He shall take of mine and give it to you. I want to hear from the Holy Ghost when I am in church. When I go to church and I don't hear from the Spirit of God, my heart's grieved. Amen. My spirit becomes grieved. Because what? It's not the Spirit's fault, it's my fault. What am I not doing? Lord, am I not in tune with the Spirit? Am I not sensitive enough to hear You? To hear You when You speak to us? Am I not sensitive enough to be moved by Your power and by Your grace? Oh God, help us tonight. The Holy Ghost said, separate Me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. You see, the Spirit will move in our lives. The Spirit will direct our lives. The Spirit will help us in our life if we become agreeable and receptive to what He says. Amen. We've got to listen when He calls. We've got to hear what He has to say. And we've got to be obedient to His commands. Glory to God. Notice He says, and when they had fasted, verse 3, and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Glory to God. These two, Barnabas and Saul, being sent away for their mission in which the Holy Ghost has called them. They were going to go and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They were called to take this gospel, amen, and to share it with others. They weren't just there to be among the brethren. How nice that is. There's no other place I like to be as among you people. Honestly. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory to be where the Lord is and where God's people is. It's joy. It is joy. It is joy. When we are separated and when we are pushed by the Holy Spirit and when we are driven as Christ was driven in the wilderness by the Spirit of God to confront the devil. We are driven by God to confront the enemies that are out here. And if we are going to prevail, we must have the Spirit of God. We must have refreshing, free feelings of the Spirit of God. It is not good enough just to say, I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Have you been baptized today with Him? Well, glory. Have you been spending time in prayer and have the Holy Spirit come afresh and anew upon you today? Do you seek Him every morning for a fresh filling and anointing of the Spirit of God? Or are you resting upon a once past experience? If you rest on that one past experience, you will fall. You will fall. We must continually have the feelings, the refreshings of the Spirit of the living God day in and day out. Why? That I may stay sensitive to His promptings. That I hear His voice when He speaks to me. That I go in the direction which He leads me. I want us to understand that is so important in the day and age that we live in. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, I like that, departed to Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. Verse 5, and they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone forth through the Isle of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. Hallelujah! These men were preaching the word of God, and this deputy must have heard the word of God. And he wanted them to come and tell him more. He wanted to hear more from this. Barnabas and Saul, could you please come and tell me more of what you got to say about this Jesus Christ? I want to hear more. Now, here these men preaching the gospel, being anointed by the Holy Ghost. And that's what we need, church. Don't even try to get out and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ if you're not filled with the Spirit. Are you with me? Because when you do that, you are going to be confronted day in and day out with the enemy. The enemy, the very arch enemy of our soul, Satan, and all those of his workers of all iniquity are going to be out against you. Let me tell you, they are not going to want you to say anything about Jesus Christ. And especially anything that will bring men to changing their lives. No. So once we get out there and we begin to share, don't think that it's, oh boy, this is going to be easy. No, sir, because we're on the devil's territory now. We have been pushed out from the comfort zone. Too many of us like this comfort zone in here. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
You got to be pushed out from it.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes for us to get out of this four walls and into the streets. Amen. Into the homes, into our workplaces, into the marketplaces, into the shopping malls, wherever God sends us, we need to be prepared. Because God has someone for us to witness to. Amen. But are you ready to witness? Are you ready to share? You see, we can't be timid. We need to be bold as lions. Amen. We need to be able to share our faith. We need to be able to reach out to others who are desperately in need of the gospel and not worry a thing about us. We need to be sold out, church, for Jesus Christ, full of the Holy Ghost, that God is able when we're walking there. You know, sometimes when I go out to witness to folks, I don't even know what I'm going to say. And I don't try to plan what I'm going to say. I don't try to think, well, you know, I got it down here. A, B, C's, you know, all have sinned, believe on the Lord, confess, you know, blah, blah, blah. We can go on and on and on with that kind of stuff, you know, and we can get so programmed. This is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to do. This. We don't allow any room for the Holy Ghost. Come on now, church. We have got to be instant, in season and out of season. When you are full of the power of the Holy Ghost, when God has freshly filled you, you are able to go out under the anointing and the power of God to preach the gospel. You don't have to worry what you will say. You don't have to fret over, what am I going to say? You'll go to that person and the Holy Ghost will reveal to you, woo, God help me, what you are to say that very hour. How many believe that? Church, I'm telling you, when we fill our minds with the Word of God, when we fill our heart with all this that God has given unto us, and we just eat it up and eat it up, and it's so overflowing in us, and we are praying, and we are fasting, and we are seeking the Lord and ministering unto Him, I want you to know there is nothing that God cannot do with a man and woman who is sold out to Jesus Christ. He will save your community. He will set this place on fire for God. Those who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness we need to be hungry and thirsty.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Don't worry what you're going to say. Don't worry. Let the Holy Spirit. I'm trying to, if you don't get anything from me tonight, get this. Please be in tune with the Spirit of God. If you're walking in the Spirit, you'll live in the Spirit. If you're walking in the flesh, you'll live after the flesh. You'll try to do things on your own merit. You'll try to work on your own intelligence, you know. Come on. Hey, one thing I liked about the Apostle Paul, he said, he was talking to the Corinth church, I believe it was, and he says, look, y'all, I don't have fancy speech. Come on now. Paul said, I'm not much to look at. I ain't got no eloquent words. I'm not like Apollos. Apollos was a great speaker, great orator. I mean, he could just sway you, boy. Ooh, with his words, I mean, man, you'd just be caught up listening. That's how good he was. He was just an orator. He was a great speaker. Paul says, I'm not Apollos. I don't have words of like he can speak. But he says, I have knowledge. Glory to God. And I have the Spirit of God in me. Woo! That's what we need, church. Where he went, he didn't preach eloquently to folks. He spoke with knowledge of Jesus Christ. And he confirmed it with the power and signs of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We need a church today, men and women out here today, who are so full of God, who have the power of the Spirit in them, who are walking daily in the Spirit of the living God, who says, Lord, use me, and God will come down in power, and he will use you. Hallelujah. Quit walking around timid. You're a child of the King. Hallelujah. We need to know in whom we have believed in. He's able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. My God is all power. My God is all strength. My God is all a fortress unto me. There is nothing our God cannot do to those who are walking in the Spirit. Glory to God. These times that we are in are needful times. We need to receive fresh feelings of the Spirit of God. Fresh feelings of the Holy Ghost. We shouldn't be coming into church sad. Oh God, help me. We may have a hard time. We may even be confronting the devil himself. But we should not have to come into church downtrodden. Because the Spirit of God is in us. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And too many of us go around like, oh, greater is he that's in the world than he that's in me. Huh? My God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we even ask or think. Hallelujah. Start asking. Praise God. Start letting your sanctified mind go crazy. Amen. What are you talking about? Oh God, could you save us around here in Beaufort County, Pitt County, all these counties around about us. God, we need salvation to come in a mighty way. We need you to pour forth the Holy Ghost in this land that men and women can receive the Spirit of truth. God, I want you to touch me. And I'm not going to leave the altars. Oh, God, help me here. I'm not going to leave the place, Lord. You see, Saul and Barnabas did not leave the church until the Holy Ghost said, separate them. Come on. Too many of us want to go ahead and leave the church without the Holy Ghost separating us. Oh, come on now. Hello. Be careful. We need to have the Spirit move us. The Spirit lead us. The Spirit prompt us. The Spirit motivate us. The Spirit tell us where He wants us. Everything is done by the Spirit. Everything else is flesh. If it's not by the Spirit, it's of the flesh. And I want to be, I was telling my wife tonight, I want to be so led of God and by the Spirit of God that I'll be able to discern among me those who come into our church, those who are false prophets, those who are liars. Come on, church. The Holy Ghost can reveal these things unto us. Amen. We do not have to stay in the dark. God is light. Hallelujah. And they who come to the light shall have all revelation of Jesus Christ, because the Lord will not keep anything from them who love Him. Hallelujah. And are looking for His good return. Oh, glory to God. These men separated by the Holy Ghost preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here this Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, this man wanted to hear more of the good things of the gospel. But there was a problem. Elymas, verse 8, the sorcerer, for is his name by interpretation, withstood them. Hello. We will be withstood when we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. If Jesus was withstood, what makes you think we're not going to be withstood? If Jesus was persecuted for righteousness, what makes you think you won't be persecuted for righteousness? If Jesus was abused, what makes you think you won't be abused for the gospel of Jesus Christ? You might as well arm yourself for it today. You might as well ready your mind when you go out into this world that, hey, I am going to suffer for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Woo! The world, once you get it steadfast in your mind and in your heart, oh, you can say as the Apostle Paul, oh, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I want to live for Him, and no matter what comes my way, though whether I am weak, God will make me strong in my weaknesses. Too many of us relish in our weaknesses. Too many of us think we're too strong. Come on now. That the devil can't touch us. Oh my. Let me tell you something, church. Unless you are in the Spirit of God, unless you are freshly anointed with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you hear me and you hear me good tonight. Unless you're walking in tune with God and the Spirit, unless you are in a one road leading to the kingdom of God, unless you have Jesus at your right hand and ever before your face, I want you to know the devil can take you at his whim. He's had a lot of practice. He is a deceiver. And sometimes he'll use us and our understanding of the Scripture, hear me now, thinking that we are able to overcome him. Come on. That we're strong enough that we can stand against him. And therefore, since we are so strong, we put down prayer. We ease off of fasting. We stay away from church. Ooh, come on now. And we just plop ourselves right on the devil's playground, and he has a time with us. And we come back like a dog with his tail between his legs, whining and crying. Pastor, what's wrong with me? What happened? Why'd this happen to me? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to make a point. We need the fresh anointing of the Spirit filling us. These repeated feelings are necessary. They are necessary. I don't know what other... Three reasons I wrote down why these feelings are necessary. One, in confronting opposition to the gospel. When we confront that opposition to the gospel, we must have the filling of the Spirit.
Yes.
Notice what it says here in verse 9. Then Saul, who is also called Paul,
filled with the Holy Ghost.
I'm glad that was put in there. You know, I am glad it just didn't say, and Paul.
That's right.
Set his eyes on him. No. That would be Paul's effort. Come on.
Right.
But Paul, being filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him. We got to start setting our eyes on some of these folks out here. Woo. Oh, Brother Cotter, I don't like the way you're talking. You're talking about getting in confrontation with folks. Amen. You're talking about getting up and dirty with folks. Amen. You're talking about defending the gospel right in front of their face. Amen. You're talking about not being afraid. No, sir, I got the Holy Ghost in me. It doesn't matter how angry this person is at me or how he looks at me and wants me to drop dead. The Holy Ghost is in me, and you need God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We need to start confronting some folks. Set our eyes upon some folks. But you see, you're not going to set your eyes on anybody until you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Because you'll be too fearful. The perfect love of God casts out fear. So we need to be full of the love of God, full of the Holy Ghost, that there be no fear in our eyes. I like that about Paul. Paul set his eyes upon that sorcerer. Man. Can you just see that glare? I bet you Paul had a glare about him. The Holy Ghost looking through him. Woo! Glory. Haven't you ever felt the unction of the Holy Ghost on you? Praise God. Sometimes he comes so strong and you just can't stand it. You know? What? The Spirit of the Lord is all on you and you just, man, you feel like you could just rip up a tree.
Yeah, come on.
No one feels that way? You need the Holy Ghost. Woo! Let me tell you. Paul says he set his eyes upon him. Hallelujah. And he didn't say, excuse me, sir. Would you pardon me just for a second? I don't mean to upset you in any way. Would you please just, please hear me just for a second? I promise I won't say much to you. And my words will be kindly to you. Because I don't want to hurt your feelings and I want you to love me. I want you to love me because, you know, I'm a Christian and Christians love. Oh, boy. We need to man up and woman up. We need to be full of the Holy Ghost. He said to him, "O full of all subtlety and all mischief." Woo! Come on, church. Thou child of the devil. He didn't mix any words. He's speaking under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Paul didn't plan what he was going to say. Paul didn't have the ABCs of Christianity down. He had the power of the Holy Ghost in his life. Hallelujah. And he saw that this sorcerer was interrupting this deputy of the county. And that this deputy needed to hear the gospel of God. And that Paul was not going to allow this child of the devil to do it anymore.
Amen.
Oh. But some of us, we get so timid. So shy. You know, what if they yell back at us? What if they get angry? Who cares? Who cares? You're the child of the King. You've got a message. Oh, I was telling my wife the last time we were out witnessing, I said, honey, I'm getting to the point when I go up to these doors now, I've got one thing on my mind and that's telling them the message. There's a message you've got to hear. Enough with the pleasantries, so to speak, and I know we've got to be nice and all that, but there is a message to hear. That message is Jesus Christ. He's the one. You know, the more we speak about Him, He's able. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. That's what He said. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. We don't lift Him up enough. You child of the devil.
Thou enemy of all righteousness, man, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Now, I don't know how you want to cut and slice that. But I'm telling you what, this man who is full of the Holy Ghost, boy, he just pierced him through.
Yes, he did.
He didn't cut him any slack. I mean, how would you like to be called a child of the devil? Come on, church. How would you like to be called the enemy of all righteousness? Come on. How would you like someone to tell you, you always are perverting the right ways of God? Boy, if I was this sorcerer about this time, I think I'd be trembling in my shoes. Let me tell you something, church. And please, are y'all still with me? You're not tired, are you? If you're tired, stand up. Walk around. It's not going to bother me. Let me tell you something. This Paul had a goal. And the goal was to share Jesus Christ. And nothing was going to get in his way. We have to have a mind made up full of the Holy Ghost and nothing's going to get in our way. Sickness is not going to get in our way. Hello? Friends are not going to get in our way. Child of the devil out here in this world is not going to get in our way. Come on. The church is not going to get in my way. Oh, hello? Come on. Jesus is everything. We're not here. It's just, you know, some as sad as it is, some folks just come because it's church. Their hope is in the church. You know, and they sit Sunday after Sunday and they thank their repentance because they've come to church. And they leave going home, hearing the words of righteousness, worse off than they've been. Because they didn't change their hearts. Church, I want you to hear this. Hear this, please. And Paul says, and now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind. Boy, that's bold. Now, how can Paul say that? How can Paul... Folks, when you read this, do you just read it? This is the gospel. That is the gospel. That is the power of the Holy Ghost. That is the same power where Peter stood when Ananias and Sapphira came in. You lied to the Holy Ghost. Drop dead, you know, boom. The wife comes in a little later. Did you sell it for such and such? Yeah, you lied to the Holy Ghost. The men who carried your husband out and buried him are going to carry you the same way. Right. Boom. Yeah. I'm talking about power of the gospel. The power of the gospel is to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We have got to have fresh feelings of the Spirit of God. We have got to be men and women who are not going to be afraid to confront the enemy of the gospel.
Amen.
Am I making sense? If you're afraid to confront the enemy, you've already been beaten. That'd be like soldiers going out to war. I'll just use Russia. Say we're fighting Russia. And we get over there toward the Russian line. They say, well, I'm afraid. I don't know what I don't want to fight them. Let's not go in. Let's retreat. They've already lost.
That's right. Already lost.
Yeah.
They're defeated.
Right.
But God's people are not defeated. God's people are strong in the power of God.
Glory to God.
We have Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We have the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. We have the Alpha and the Omega who is with us, who will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. We have the one who is strong. Praise God. He is our high tower. He is our mighty God. He is our deliverer. Hallelujah. There is none like unto Jesus. The winds obey His very word. The elements all around or obeying whatever God says to do. I want you to know He sits at the right hand of the Father right now in heaven with all power and authority in His hands. If I don't see anything else tonight, hear that. He has all power and authority in His hands to do what? To shut the mouth of the devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Amen.
To shut the mouth of the devil.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
To give His saints victory.
Amen.
We are not defeated. More, one thing I can't stand is a Christian coming in defeated. Hello.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Someone needs to scotch them up and do a little slap. Pum, 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 pum. Wake up.
Yeah.
You are a child of the King.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
He's overcome the devil.
Yes.
The devil could find no place in Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! And if we are hid in Christ, He can find no place in us.
Amen.
We need the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Be blind. Be blind. Wow. The gospel. You see, Paul could say that to this child of the devil because Paul knew Jesus Christ. Paul could say that to the enemy of the devil because the Holy Ghost was living in him. And the Holy Ghost prompted him in what to do and what to say to this man.
Amen.
Praise God.
I like that. Well, you know what? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God hasn't changed back then with Paul. What makes you think He won't do the same for us today? Come on.
Amen.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
He's saying, Brother Colin, am I supposed to go out and tell every devil to be blind? Hey, if God tells you to. If God tells you to. Come on now, church. If I don't, I'm just trying to motivate us here tonight. I'm trying to let us see the need of the Holy Ghost and the refillings of the Spirit of God in our life. And immediately there fell on him a mist of a darkness. Man. And he went about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. I like that about God. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed. Hello? When the deputy saw what was done through the power of the Spirit of the mighty God that is in Paul, he believed. We need the demonstration and the power of God in our church. Do you hear me? I am looking for the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost in our church.
Amen.
I want to see it.
Amen.
I want to know He's with us. Woo! I just don't want to read about it, church. I want to hear you when you come back and testify what God has done in your life this week. Hallelujah. How God has delivered you from the very subtlety of the devil himself. Amen. How you were able to stand under the anointing and power of the Holy Ghost. How you were able to confront the darkness that was before you. The deputy believed. There's just something about the moving of God. I wish I had the words to tell us. But when God is in our midst, when we have sought God, I'm wrapping this up here shortly. When we have sought God with all of our heart, when we have ministered to the Lord and prayed to God and worshiped Him and adored Him and been prostrate before God and fasted and loved Him and wanted more and more of God. There's just something about when the Spirit comes in us and we are able to be moved by that Spirit that sinners take notice.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You don't think so? Everywhere Jesus went, demons begged them, don't cast us out. We know who you are. You're the Christ. Why have you come here to torment us now? Everywhere He went, He was confronted by the devil and the demons. Wanting to be. But Jesus, it's just His, the glory that was around Him and in Him spoke volumes. His presence was felt by all that were around Him. Let me ask you something. Do people feel your presence, that you are a child of God when you're around them? Do they sense the Holy Spirit living in you? That you are a different person. That there is something about you that is just, they like it, and they want to have that same thing, but they don't know what it is, you know? There's just a joy about you. There's just a boldness about you. There's a confidence about you. There's a longing about you for God, and people see it, and they think, wow, what is that? I've got to have it.
Praise the Lord.
Well, church, we need the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm praying, church, that God would show Himself mighty.
Amen.
With a demonstration and the power of His Spirit.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because when the power comes down,
Amen.
Sinners will believe.
Right. Amen.
Yes, they will.
Yes.
They will believe. They'll either believe or they'll be even more hardened, one or the other. Oh, God, help us. I like that. He was astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. This Word of God, this teaching of Jesus Christ, he never heard before. And it astonished him so much. And the miracle that was performed before him so much that he believed. He believed. I want you to stand with me this evening. I only got through the first point, and that is confronting opposition. We can't do it without the Holy Ghost, church. We can't do it in our own mere strength. We can't do it in our own head knowledge about the gospel. You know, you can know all this Word of God in here. You can be, a really smart guy, smart gal. You can be able to take me here and there and here and there. You know, and just, I'm just amazed at how much of the Word you know. But yet, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, it won't profit you very much. Because everything we do is through the Spirit of the living God. If we are going to be good soldiers for the Lord, if we're going to be good witnessers for the Lord, if we are going to share this gospel of the truth of Jesus Christ, we have to be filled and continually filled with the Holy Ghost. Our teachers will not be any good unless they are filled with the Holy Spirit. I don't know. To come before the pulpit, to come before a class, to teach the Word and not be prayed and not seek God's counsel and not be filled with the Spirit, there's trouble there.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Come on.
I don't want my wisdom. I don't have wisdom. The only wisdom I want is God's wisdom. God's counsel. God's direction. God's insight. I just gave you one illustration tonight with that with Paul. Many times he did many other things. But I ask you tonight to search your heart. Simply, have you been ministering to the Lord? Have you been fasting and praying? Have you heard the call of God to go to declare His Word? Have you felt the promptings to witness? Have you met the opposition and stood upon the foundation of Christ? Have you not swerved to the left or to the right, but knew through the unction and the power of the Spirit that God was with you and the words of truth are going to come forth?
Hallelujah.
I ask you to think about that. Pray about it. To seek God about it.
Yes.
Because unless you are filled with the out, without being, unless you have the Holy Spirit and the filling of the Holy Ghost, it's difficult to set your eyes upon someone and declare to them the truth.
Amen.
The Bible tells us we fight against principalities and powers of darkness. Spiritual wickedness in high places, church. They're there to destroy us, to pull us down. The devil goes about seeking whom he may devour. And it's not just a lion that's going out there to blow on you, his breath. He wants to chew you up in his mouth. He wants to destroy your life.
Come on, brother.
I want you to pray with me.
Hallelujah.
I want you to pray tonight with me. I want you to just pray where you're at. And I want you to ask God to fill you. To give you such a longing to be in church and to be in His presence. To minister to Him and to love Him. To honor Him. To adore Him. To show yourself consecrated to Him and to His work and to His service. To show yourself that there is none other in this world except Jesus. And that you want to do the will of God, not your will, but His will be done. And that you want to have the feelings of the Spirit more and more in your life. And to be filled with that Spirit day in and day out. That when you go forth in your work and your market and wherever you go, that the Spirit will prompt you and lead you and guide you into all truth for Jesus Christ. Would you this week just pray and ask God to show you that He would demonstrate His power in you and through you? Because this world is in conflict. This world is in turmoil. This world is in distraught. We need the gospel to save it. Hallelujah. We need Jesus to come through. Amen. And to minister through your life to others that they can be changed. Whether God uses you in confronting the very wickedness and to shut their mouths, then pray, God, help me. Let me be the witness. Let me be the one who will share. Let me be the one who will give my life. Let me be the one who will lay it down. Let me be the one, oh God, that you will use. Let me be the vessel, oh God, that you can use through me, that I can be able to penetrate the darkness that is out there. I want to be a light. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to be a light in this world. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, Touch us, God, that we become the vessels of righteousness for your name's sake. Touch us, God, that we be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. That we no longer resist, God, that we find ourselves before your throne. Hallelujah. That we may obtain mercy and grace in the time of need, God. Oh, we come boldly tonight, God. We ask boldly tonight for the power of the Holy Spirit to equip us and to fill us afresh and anew tonight, God. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit, God. And my prayer, Lord, for the church, that they walk with all boldness and will walk with all confidence and walk with all stability, God. That they will not be shaken in their faith, O Lord. That they will not be stirred because of the enemy that's out there, God. But they will be strong and steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, always holding on to what the Spirit tells them to do, God. Leaning upon Jesus. Leaning upon Jesus. Leaning upon Jesus. Hallelujah. And God, you will deliver your people from all workers of iniquity. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Amen. Do you believe it, church? Your God is able.
Yes, he is. Amen.
To do great things for us.
Yes.
This week, this coming Sunday, I hope.